Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right off the bat, we're going to talk NFL football.
Good.
With former Miami Dolphins wide receiver Jimmy Cephalo is with us. Good to see you, Jimmy.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And Dr. Richardson is here as well. Lovely. Dr. Paul Richardson, who I have met on a number of occasions in the past.
You. Thank you, Dale. Lovely to be here.
Jimmy, let's start with this. You've never told anybody.
No, I haven't.
That you've dealt with multiple myeloma.
No, I haven't. I was diagnosed about 4.5 years ago, and my closest friends know. I told my daughters last year. So,
really?
Yeah. I told Paul when I first met him. I said, "Well, this ain't gonna kill me. I may get hit by the crosstown bus tomorrow, but this ain't gonna kill me." And he laughed. But here we are, 4.5 years later, and thanks to the people at Dana-Farber, Paul, and his great team, I'm in remission. So I'm very fortunate.
So what went into the decision first not to share this information with everybody and then later on to come forward with it?
Well, this is when I came forward with it, right?
Yeah.
Two minutes ago. There are millions of people dealing with things like this, and I didn't want to put a spotlight on me because of a public position that I have. You know, I thought one day if I can help raise money or awareness for multiple myeloma or Dana-Farber or the Jimmy Fund, I would do that, and that's why I'm here today.
Dr. Paul Richardson, as I mentioned, we have visited on a number of occasions in the past. Tell me a little bit about Jimmy's decision and what part you played in helping him reach the decision to keep this between you guys.
Well, I think, Dale, you touched on a critical point, which is it's obviously intensely personal, but I think at the same time, the challenge with Jimmy's situation is that obviously he's facing a diagnosis four and a half years ago that's on the face of it very daunting. What's wonderful is that we've had a journey together in which Jimmy hasn't, I think, missed a day of work practically, has just continued to function at the highest level, been a wonderful partner and patient for our team, and at the same time has benefited from really novel new treatments that are just pills, basically, which allow him to do all that he does. And so I think part of the context of being able to do this in a very kind of measured and personal fashion has been the success of the treatment on the one hand, and also, frankly, Jimmy himself, who's approached it this in such a positive way.
And Jimmy, what led to the diagnosis? Was it just a regular exam? Was it something you were feeling? How did
it
this come about?
It was pure luck. I mean, I'm very fortunate. I had a sinus infection, went to my general care doctor, and he prescribed some things, and 3 months later I was fine. Went back for a regular physical, but my protein levels remained very high, and that's a signal to doctors like Dr. Richardson that there is something going on. So I was recommended to an oncologist, a hematologist in Miami, at the University of Miami, and they did a biopsy, a bone marrow biopsy, and what they thought was true. And then they got me to Paul, which is, and Dana-Farber, which is the best thing that's happened to me. So we watched it carefully. Every 3 months I came up and I'd sit with him and he'd examine me and we'd look at the blood work. And the stage I was in, called smoldering, there are no symptoms. There's zero symptoms. In fact, many patients, and Paul can talk more about this, find out they've got multiple myeloma because they're walking down the street and they fall and they break a bone and they find out that they have the disease. I was lucky in that we were able to get after it very early. And after 2.5 years, Paul looked at me and said, "Stay right there." And he came back in with this very wonderful woman, Caitlin, who was running this this clinical trial for patients just like me. And they put me into it, and sure enough, within 3 months, my numbers were in half. And a year later, I was in remission.
So you have monthly visits at the Dana-Farber.
I did.
How did you explain those away?
Oh, well, I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, just sort of disappears. <There's a lot. laughs> He travels, you know.
I do a morning show in Miami for iHeart Radio. It's a news program, and I haven't told my audience there. And I debated over and over and over again about that, and I decided not to. I lost my broadcast partner, Jim Mandich, about 6 years ago to cancer, and he was tough. So I didn't want to bring that in.
My brother had throat cancer recently, And the best day ever was when his doctor looked at him and said, "This isn't going to kill you." You like being able to say those words, right, Doc?
Well, Dale, it's the best thing you can say in the world, that we can, you know, number one, we can control this, we can treat it in the long term. Number two, let's just worry about other things. And I think the important message with Jimmy's disease is that indeed when he was diagnosed, he had smoldering disease. What was critical was his disease started to evolve. It started to move in a direction which made me very concerned that, you know, we might be running into some real difficulties if we didn't do something proactive. And that fits beautifully in with Jimmy's own psychology and positivity, which is, you know, let's try and fix this ahead of the curve. And so these three pills that that Jimmy gets as part of his treatment or part of this clinical study are designed to head off the disease before it becomes a major problem. But I don't want to in any way diminish Jimmy's achievement, because he's in complete remission. But also, whilst he started off smoldering, as we call it, there's no question his disease was moving on a trajectory that made me very worried that we would be in trouble if we didn't do something very promptly. So what was particularly nice was to be able to deploy simply pills that would allow Jim to continue to work full time, very much gauge how he broke it or discussed this with, you know, family, friends, and his audience, but in the same time being able to enjoy a superb quality of life. And I think what's particularly interesting is that the biggest challenge, Jimmy, has been the steroids, hasn't it? That's been one
of
the things.
Something called dexamethasone. The other two pills I take, that it took me 3 months to be able to pronounce them, let alone take them. But you know, the this was the bane of my existence. Weight gain and just a general malaise that's not the most pleasant of things. But again, there's so many patients taking, you know, they're in infusions. When I sit with multiple myeloma patients, and I do periodically in his waiting room or somewhere else, and I see the condition they're in, particularly when I'm in Miami, you know, doing an easy follow-up for just blood work, you realize how difficult this is and how fortunate I am. They are going through a very difficult time.
We got to ask you a football question before we let you
couple.
Go.
I mean, I got a couple.
You took Brian Flores away as the new head coach.
Yeah.
We were big fans
of his work here.
Yeah. Is this a multi-year rebuild, though?
Yeah, it is.
Feels like it.
I think it is. Yeah, the Dolphins, you know, if you believe all the experts, they're, you know, they'll have a rough season. And I think they probably will. And if they are number one, two, or three on the draft board, I think they take a quarterback no matter what happens to Josh Rosen. No matter what he does, they've got to go and take one of those three top quarterbacks that are out there. You don't pass up a top-notch quarterback anymore in this league. You can't win without one.
Speaking of quarterback, I got to ask.
Go ahead.
You played for the Dolphins from 78 to 84, so your last couple of years were Dan Marino's first couple of years.
Yes.
What were your first impressions when Marino showed up?
He was from Pitt, and I thought, what in the world do we get this jerk for? he and I grew up very similar circumstances. Italian-Americans, our parents were, you know, blue-collar workers. Very similar, and so we bonded right away. We roomed together at Super Bowl 19. Sheila wanted me to kind of be the calming influence on the second-year players now starting the Super Bowl. So he put us together, and we've been close ever since. Dan and I, and four or five of the players, have dinner together the night before every road game the Dolphins play, and it's the best part of my job.
Well, it is a courageous thing you did today, and we appreciate sincerely the fact that you elected the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon to tell the world what you've been dealing with the last number of years. But I can tell you this, you got the best possible care you can get anywhere.
Without question, Dana Farber and Paul Richardson, the best two things that happened to me in a long time.
It's great to see you guys. Thank you. Doc, good to visit with you again.
It's our privilege. Thank you so
much,
Dale.
Dr. Paul Richardson, Jimmy Cefalo, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.